Reared in a deeply religious home, Gandhi received an indifferent formal education in India, and in 1888 began law studies in England. In quest of clerical work, he went to South Africa in 1893 and was shocked at the racial discrimination there. He became an advocate for his fellow Indians in South Africa and undertook a series of challenges to the government that led to jail. After thorough soul-searching, he entered politics in India in 1919 to protest British sedition laws. He emerged as the head of the Indian National Congress and advocated a policy of non-violent, non-cooperation to achieve Indian independence. In 1930, he led a march to the sea to protest the British-imposed tax on salt. By the following spring, the making of salt for personal use was permitted. It had been back in West Lansing when he was 12 years old, just after his mother had taken ill and they had all been split up. A Sunday afternoon in the late fall, nearly winter. The smell of something burning off in the distance. The men and boys walking through the yellowed grass, holding the straining dogs tight on their leashes. Malcolm was walking with Mr. Gohannes and Big Boy, dangling the .22 off his hip, trying to whip it all about like he'd seen the gunfighters do in the Western serials. He held it to his eye and aimed it here, there, even at the backs of the men around him, until one of them turned and caught him. "You watch that gun, boy," he scolded. "Don't you be pointing it at nobody." Malcolm had dropped his head down, holding the gun steadier, glancing up furtively now at the other men to see if they had noticed his shame. All of them, darker than he was, their skin the color of burnt coffee or railroad coal. Nursery magic is very strange and wonderful, and only those playthings that are old and wise and experienced, like the skin horse, understand all about it. "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day. "Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and a stick-out handle?" "Real isn't how you're made," said the skin horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." Thanks for listening to my narration demo. This is Tony Penny.